أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be aware of Allah with correct awareness, cautious or inspired awareness, and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. وَمَنْ يُؤْتِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds. And whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. In the opening verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, O mankind, show reverence towards your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature his mate, and from the two of them, scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Be conscious of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights. And show reverence towards the wombs that bore you. Show reverence towards the wombs that bore you. For surely, Allah ever watches over you. My dear sisters and brothers, today is a joyous day, celebration of Eid al-Fitr, to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan. We mark this day by thanking Allah, by melodiously praising Him as we did just before the Salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is no God but Allah. Allah is the greatest. All praise is due to Allah. My dear sisters and brothers, during Ramadan, we fasted for Allah, not for ourselves. We've stayed away from food and drink. We've stayed hungry from dawn till dusk, not just to lose weight or to look slim and healthy. That's only a byproduct of fasting. That's not the purpose of Ramadan. We fasted to show our love and obedience to Allah. We fasted so that we could get closer to Allah. We fasted not only with our stomachs, but also with our eyes, our ears, our tongue, and our heart. We avoided everything that would displease Allah. We fasted so that Allah would count us among His obedient, beloved servants. Fasting has trained us and disciplined us. Now that Ramadan is over, we should have cultivated a heightened sense of taqwa, a cautious, awe-inspired awareness of Allah. In this higher spiritual state, it's crucially important that we do not slip back into the bad old habits that we had before Ramadan. We have to try hard to prolong this blissful state of nearness to Allah. For one whole month, we've controlled our nafs al-amara bis-su, the ego that inclines towards evil. We've learned to tame our lower passions. We've subdued our attachments to food, drink, and sex. We've restrained anger, backbiting, and cleansed ourselves from the diseases of the tongue and the diseases of the heart. We are now as close as we could ever be to what the Quran describes as the qalb salim, the pure sound heart. That is our entry requirement for al-jannah, Allah's eternal garden. As the Holy Quran declares, the day when no one's wealth or children will benefit them except those who come to Allah with a sound heart, a qalb salim. And this is in Surah Shu'ara, chapter 26, ayah 88 to 89. Brothers and sisters, no one in his or her right mind would want to lose this wonderful state of being. That's why our joy and celebration of Eid al-Fitr is also marked with a touch of sadness. Sadness that Ramadan, our beloved friend, the purifier of souls, the much-anticipated annual visitor, is leaving us. We don't know if we'll live another year until the next Ramadan. Nobody knows that. But in the meantime, let us really try hard to hang on to the good things we've done during this blessed month. Let's continue to cultivate taqwa, to be cautiously Allah-aware in everything that we do. Let's continue to do the good Ramadan things throughout the year. Let's fast the 6 days of Shawwal, for example. And many of us will follow Prophet Muhammad's example and continue to fast every week on a Monday and a Thursday. It won't do us any harm. It's a really good habit. In fact, it will do us a lot of good. In one hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of deeds are the small ones, repeated often. It's so much better than the grand gesture that we sometimes make, sometimes just for show, once in a while. Small actions, repeated often, grow into good habits. And good habits cultivate good character. A good character produces a sound heart, a qalb salim that guarantees us our place in al-Jannah. Therefore, my dear sisters and brothers, let's not even belittle the smallest of good deeds." I remember some years ago, Ajit Amin was here with us, mentioned this point to me, not to belittle even the smallest of good deeds. And this is a very important point. Remember the story of the lady of easy virtue who found a thirsty dog lying there, weak and almost lifeless. She took pity on this dog, removed the shoe, filled it with water, and gave the dog a few sips of water to drink. The dog survived, and because of this small act of charity, Allah Ta'ala forgave all her sins and welcomed her into her garden, into his garden. Maybe one day, one such small action on our part might be the difference between getting into Jannah or not. So don't belittle even the smallest good deed you can do. It's not only the big things, it's the small things that all count. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala khayri mursaleen, Muhammadan Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama salaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azim. Glory to Allah, praise to Allah. There is no power, no strength except with Allah. My dear sisters and brothers, in the midst of our Eid celebrations, let us not forget how differently Eid is being celebrated right now in places like Gaza, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, among the Rohingya Muslims, which many people have forgotten, in Burma, Myanmar, and other places of conflict around the world. Allah has given us the blessing of living safely and securely over here. We sometimes forget how lucky we are. Whatever our concerns we may have about some aspects of government foreign policy. We should be grateful for the freedom and security that we enjoy in this country, and that many of our brothers and sisters in Muslim countries do not have. And we sometimes take these freedoms for granted. Yes, of course, things could be a lot better. There's a lot of prejudice out there, there's Islamophobia, there's all sorts of problems. But things could also be a lot worse. You only have to switch on the news to see how bad things can be for Muslims. And let's never forget that life has already become quite unbearable in so many Muslim countries today. It's not enough for us to sit like couch potatoes in front of our giant TV screens, complaining and criticizing without lifting a finger to improve the situation. Some of us think that we're helpless. The problems out there are too big and too complex, so we sit and we do nothing. But you know, not far from our comfortable homes, there are many people who go hungry, they are homeless, right here in Britain. We can help with food banks, we can help with soup kitchens, and I know there are some brothers and sisters already doing so. In many towns and cities, there are charities that provide food for the hungry. We can invite our non-Muslim neighbors into our homes. It might seem a small thing, but it's very important. Tell them about our religion. Show them what it is to be a good Muslim, to be a good citizen. Show them how beautiful our deen is. Never ever fool yourself into thinking that you can't change things. Don't ever adopt a defeatist attitude. Everything that happens on the earth happens with Allah's permission. It's a test for all of us. To give into despair and to give up all hope is a grave sin. Life is a challenge. It's a test from Allah, and Allah's help is always near. A learned sheikh once told the story of a hummingbird that flew back and forth with a few drops of water in its beak, trying to put out a forest fire. The elephants, buffaloes, and giraffes and other animals looked on, quite bemused, and asked, "How can a mere hummingbird like you hope to put out a forest fire?" The wise little hummingbird replied, "I do what I can. That's all. Allah won't hold me responsible for the results, only for my efforts." My dear sisters and brothers, in the face of all the world's problems, we might feel like little hummingbirds trying to quell the fires with a few drops of water. Our efforts may seem so small and insignificant, but Allah puts His barakah into those efforts. Our tiny efforts can grow just as little drops of water can make a stream and become a river and a flood and ocean. Little snowflakes can become an avalanche that's unstoppable. And while we're talking of birds and elephants, do we not remember another story mentioned in the Holy Quran? Surah Al-Fil tells us about the year Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. Wasn't that called the year of the elephant? And why was it called the year of the elephant? Didn't a flock of birds destroy an army of elephants that was on its way to trample the Kaaba? Weren't those elephants bemused to see birds flying up there with tiny little baked pebbles of baked clay? Didn't these elephants think, what a silly thing, birds flying up there trying to destroy us? Didn't they wonder at the futility of us all? But Allah empowered those birds, and He magnified the ferocity of their attack, and destroyed the elephants and destroyed the army. So there's a lesson for this, for us all here, brothers and sisters. We are capable of overcoming overwhelming odds if we do Allah's bidding and Allah puts barakah in what we are doing. Maybe, just maybe, we are witnessing a similar scenario. It may not be this time, it may be next time, but inshallah. The latest brutal attack on Gaza by the Israelis It won't be the first time that a David defeats a Goliath. Allah calls us repeatedly in the Holy Quran to witness what was the end of those who stood against faith. Every Pharaoh gets his Moses. Every oppressor overreaches himself and brings his own destruction. Let us pray that Allah will relieve the suffering of innocent people in Gaza and other parts of the world where violence is being inflicted on defenseless people. Say Ameen. Allah will hold each and every one of us to account for what we could do. Remember the little hummingbird with the little drop of water. And remember the birds who picked up those baked clay pellets and destroyed the elephants. Don't belittle the smallest good deed that you can do to relieve suffering and to provide for the basic needs of others. One of the greatest lessons of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us is that we should work hard to fulfill the needs of others. Don't worry about yourself. Allah will take care of you. You care for other people. And you see, Allah will give you everything that you need and more. When our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina at the end of his epic journey, the Hijrah, his first speech summed up a Muslim's life. He set up a full mission statement in one short sentence. Spread peace, feed the poor, keep your family ties, pray for part of the night, and you'll enter paradise. What a beautiful, succinct description of Islam, all in one sentence. Spread peace, feed the poor, keep your family ties, pray for part of the night, and you'll enter paradise. Allah will always care for us as long as we care for His creation. We can and must help our brothers and sisters in Islam, as well as our brothers and sisters in humanity, not just Muslims. We are there for everybody, anyone in need, everywhere. Let's support the charities that do all this amazing work in disaster regions. Let's also help our local groups who are feeding the hungry and the homeless, as well as those who are trying to demystify Islam and to build bridges between Muslims and their neighbors. Brothers and sisters, to conclude our khutbah, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدَلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Surely Allah commands justice, good deeds, and generosity to others and to relatives, and He forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. And He instructs you so that you may be reminded. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. And without doubt, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life, and Allah knows the deeds that you do. Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, wa ilayka yarji as-salam. Sahina rabbana bis-salam, wa lahina dar as-salam. Tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayka ya dal-jalai wa ikram. Sami'na wa ta'ana ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka umasir. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan, wa fi al-akhirati hasanatan, wa qina adhab an-nar. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب سبحانك ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. From me and my family, dear brothers and sisters, and from the Islamic Welfare Association of West Sari, the community, Eid Mubarak to you all. Enjoy your day. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.